Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Tuesday, August the 31st, 2010. I'm reading Late Breaking Trends, the North Carolina Daily Partisan Political Advantage Forecast. It's been hot here in Raleigh this summer. As a matter of fact, this summer we had a 102-degree day that broke a 61-year-old record for heat in the Triangle. Politically, throughout the U.S., it has been a long, hot summer, too, especially for Republicans. According to Gallup, when it comes to political heat, the Grand Old Party has broken a 68-year-old record. Yesterday, Monday, Gallup announced that Republicans had a 51% to 41% lead over Democrats among registered voters in Gallup's weekly tracking of the 2010 congressional generic ballot. Gallup stated that Republican weekly leads over Democrats in August, quote, are higher than any previous midterm Republican advantage in Gallup's history of tracking the generic ballot, which dates to 1942. That's 68 years ago, a fact that cannot be overemphasized. August has not ended well for Democrats. Just last week, on the economic and political fronts, sales of existing homes dropped 27%, lowest point since 1999. The Dow closed below 10,000, first time since early July. On Friday, Fed Chairman Bernanke described the nation's economic outlook as inherently uncertain. He said the economy remains vulnerable to unexpected developments. On the political front, in Florida last Tuesday, the Senate Democratic primary drew just over 900,000 voters. Republicans, 1.25 million. National political observers said that independents went Republican on Tuesday in huge numbers and that Republicans turned out big. A lot of Democrats stayed home. Alaska upset. Perhaps the biggest news of the day last Tuesday was the apparent upset of Alaska GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski, who outspent her Sarah Palin and Tea Party-backed opponent 20-1. The outcome to be decided this week by absentee ballots. Also on Tuesday, the North Carolina State Board of Elections fined Democratic Governor Perdue $30,000 for failing to disclose 42 private airplane flights. Wake County DA Colin Willoughby is reviewing the records to see if any further action is warranted. Listen for the roar of airplane engines in those political ads this fall. Dissension in the Democratic ranks. The State Employees Association of North Carolina, SENIC, picketed the home of Ken Newty, former head of the state Democratic Party, during a fundraiser last week for the state Senate Democratic Caucus. According to Tom Campbell with NC Spin, there were more uninvited protesters than invited guests. Campbell also reported that another NC Senate Caucus fundraiser in Linville was attended by mostly Appalachian State University folks, and that both Senators Mark Basnight and David Hoyle were reportedly pessimistic about the fall elections. As if last week's news wasn't bad enough, Gallup also announced on Monday that Republicans have a 25-point lead over Democrats when it comes to voters who are very enthusiastic about voting this fall. The largest advantage of the year. Republicans are poised to take the U.S. House this fall, not as likely to take the U.S. Senate. The opportunities just are not there. However, here in North Carolina, Republicans have the best shot since 1994 of winning a majority of the seats in both houses of the state General Assembly. Coming soon to the John Davis Political Report, Investors Political Daily. This new feature will highlight free market candidates who will win if you will invest in their candidacy. I will also keep a running count of where both parties are in the battle for the legislative majority. Website remodeling near completion. Look for Labor Day launch. When you finish reading this report, take a look at today's late-breaking trends, Senate and House charts, and you'll see two changes. First, I consolidated the two campaign finance variables, the mid-year cash on hand and the party fundraising. I did this because historically candidates who do not need all of their money pass it on to the party who uses it to help other party candidates. Ultimately, it's all the same war chest. However, recognizing the importance of the financial advantage, I quadrupled the weight of the combined fundraising in the algorithm. Finally, I added the North Carolina Obama job approval variable. After poring over polls all last week, it became very clear that this election is a referendum on President Obama. This variable is tripled in the late-breaking trends algorithm. Well, there you have it. This week began with North Carolina Republicans continuing their partisan political advantage by 16 points in the Senate chart, 12 points in the House chart. All else being equal, the Republican momentum going into the general election races adds 8 points for Senate candidates and 6 points for House candidates. Remember, momentum translates into enthusiasm, which translates into money and volunteers and fired up candidates. It's the winning difference in close races. Thanks again for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.